I am a natural worrier. My father used to say to me, if you didn't have something to worry about, you would find something, so I may as well give you something. In contrast, Jesus said, I tell you, don't worry about your life and what you'll eat or drink or about your body and what you will wear. Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. The beginning of anxiety is the end of faith, and the beginning of true faith is the end of anxiety, says George Muller. But if you're like me and a natural worrier, that doesn't help, because I then only start worrying about my lack of faith, shown by the fact I'm worrying. Somehow, we need to change the focus away from ourselves to God present with us, giving thanks for all the blessings rather than dwelling on our fear and anxiety. I find a helpful way of looking at how we do this is in the picture of the three-year-old who was feeling very secure in his father's arms as Dad stood in the middle of the swimming pool. But Dad, for fun, began walking slowly towards the deep end, gently chanting deeper and deeper and deeper as the water rose higher and higher on the child. Well, the lad's face registered increasing degrees of panic, and he held on ever more tightly to his father, who, of course, could easily touch the bottom. Had the little boy been able to analyse his situation, he'd have realised there was no reason for increased anxiety, because the water's depth in any part of the pool was well over his head, and even in the shallowest part, had he not been held up, he'd have drowned. His safety anywhere in that pool depended on Dad. At various points in our lives, all of us feel we're getting out of our depth. Problems abound, a job is lost, someone dies, and our temptation is to panic. Yet we've always been held up by the grace of God our Father, and that does not change. God is never out of his depth, and therefore we're as safe when we're going deeper and getting into difficulties as we've ever been, because we're held up by God. So if we can focus on God who cares for us, each and every one of us, and what God desires for us, that is all that is good and life-giving and loving, then we will find our anxieties drift away.